This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, September 28th. God's word to you today is, you must not. Our scripture reading is taken from Exodus 20, verse 15, and it says, you must not steal. The eighth commandment reveals our struggle with integrity. The root cause of stealing is the desire to get as much as possible while giving as little as possible. In families, there is a lot of stealing going on. People want to give as little as possible while getting as much as possible. In marriages, businesses, churches, in communities, there is a lot of stealing going on. When you have anyone that wants to take more and give as little as possible, such a person will eventually steal. When you look at your relationships, you have to ensure that you are the giver in your relationships. Ask the people around you, am I a taker or a giver? And when they tell you, do not be upset. The struggle to take as much as possible while giving as little as possible is addressed in the eighth commandment, and it is summarized in the struggle with me or Jesus. Will I be selfish or will I be selfless? And God is saying to you and I, you must not steal. It is stealing when an employee that has a resumption time shows up late for work. I know many people do not see it like that, but that is what it is. If you have a closing time at work and you leave earlier than the stipulated time, there is only one word for it. It is called stealing. When you extend your 1 hour lunch breaks to 2 hours, it is called stealing. When one party in a marriage deprives the other person of intimacy, there is only one word for it, and that is stealing. Single people always wonder if such things really happen in marriages because of how much they are looking forward to getting married. Depriving your spouse of sexual intimacy is called stealing. In fact, the Bible says, do not defraud yourselves. The word defraud there is the same word used for armed robbers or scammers. When you take up the time you should use to work and you use it to read your Bible, there is only one word for it, and that is not Bible study. It is called stealing. You're stealing your employer's time. If you spend time allotted for work on evangelism, you're stealing. As an employer, if you hold on to the worker's salary instead of paying them at the due time, it is called stealing. It is clear that when it comes to this commandment, we all need help. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, please help me daily not to be guilty of stealing. In Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.